And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with the guys from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, and Yamaha Outboards. Kevin Kelly and Bob Aronson are in the house here at Let's Talk Hookup. So, going to be a great show, talking boats, talking motors, and fishing on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Hard Rick Max is en route. He's a little late this morning and had some car issues, but he'll be here very, very shortly in the studio with me. Our buddies Kevin Kelly, Bob Aronson from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys. Wait, yeah. Wait a minute. Bob Aronson. You've joined the A-team.
I did.
Yeah.
I did, and that's why it is the A-team.
That's so cool, man. Kevin, tell us about that.
Well, we're opening up a facility down here in San Diego for service and also going to park some Parkers down there.
Okay,
so we're going to have both down here, a nice big presence for Yamaha service, and park three or four Parkers on the lot. And so people can come and see what the Parkers are all about, go aboard, and, you know, just have a presence down here.
Wow.
Needs it.
Yeah, you know, no kidding. So
San Diego's the biggest market for the Parkers, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
No doubt. It's a perfect boat for Southern California fishing. So where is this new location?
It's on Marina.
It's 1476 Marina.
Okay.
And it's really easy access in and out. This is kind of unusual for a boat shop these days. But we've got...
That is.
Yeah, we've got real easy access in.
Right on Marina.
Right
so
on Marina.
So right near the old Blue Porpoise mural.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right next door to Discount Gun Mart.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. I mean, that place has been there forever. And,
yeah.
And so when you bring your boat in for service, you want to go pop off a couple rounds, you can go do that too.
There you go. So when you say easy access to bring your boat in for service, right off of Marina Boulevard?
Yes, sir.
You can drive right in and it's easy turnaround and everything?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. How does that work? Because that's got to be a big lot.
Yeah, it's what we have right now is what we're getting started with, and it's plenty big. It's working out excellent for us. We've also got an additional lot that's in back of it that we're waiting. As soon as that becomes available, which is very soon, we'll have that also, and then we will have full drive-through on this place.
Well, all the way through.
Yeah.
Back on
yeah.
the other side. Won't that be sweet?
Oh, it's going to be an incredible facility.
Yeah, and fully manned by you and other technicians there for Yamaha service?
Yes.
Yeah.
And parts.
And parts, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can have all the Yamaha parts?
An incredible parts department, actually. With our West Coast up in Costa Mesa, with them and being our main store, they carry a huge, huge inventory of parts,
yeah,
and which allows us to do the same. And,
nice.
It's been easy. It's been really, really nice.
And of course, you want to repower for the Yamaha outboard. You have those in stock too, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's cool, Kevin. That's a big step for
you. It's a big step. You know, it's been a little while in coming.
Yeah.
As construction. You know, the rain, construction, city permits, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
We were hoping to be open, you know, a month earlier or 2 months earlier, but it looks like we're in within probably 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Of really,
yeah.
You know.
Being full on open, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to do everything the right way. We don't want to get this thing all set up and then have the city step in and say, oh, wait a minute, you can't do that. You know, so we're doing everything the right way. The owners are spending an incredible amount of money to do this and make it a very, very nice facility
like
for people
really
to come
nice
in and
high tech shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're going to have boats there for sale. And of course, if they want to inquire about that boat, those boats, Kevin will be right there with Lucy to help you out.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to probably spend 1 or 2 days a week down there and the others up in Costa Mesa.
Nice.
But, you know, people would be able to come by and grab a set of keys from the guys in the office there to go aboard a boat. I'll have some pricing on the boat so customers can know, you know, what options are on the boat, how much it is. And then we can talk about other stuff, the bait tanks and the, you know, the rod holders and electronics and all that kind of stuff. So, and it mainly is just a get some boats down here so that people can touch.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to buy, that lives in San Diego and wants to buy a new Parker boat from West Coast Marine, they can buy it from you and have it rigged in San Diego so they can be hands-on on their rigging opportunities, right?
That's what we're working out
yeah.
right now. Some of the boats might go back up to Costa Mesa for rigging
okay.
Just because there's a lot of vendors up there that I already deal with.
Gotcha.
Electronics or towers or install bait tanks
guys
and that kind of stuff.
Guys that you've worked with for a long time.
But we'll certainly work into a time where we'll be rigging him down there also.
Yeah. Going to be a busy guy, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. The way Kevin sells Parker boats, man, there's going to be some inventory moving through that.
We're looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier, Bob and I, that Parkers are just a natural fit for San Diego.
No question about it.
And right now, there's, there's a waiting list almost. So if you're really thinking about getting a Parker, they ought to be thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people already have and are plunking down some deposits on incoming boats because boats take a while to build right now.
Yes. Yeah, the economy is good. People are buying boats and
yeah.
and motors too. Yamaha outboards are easy to come by too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so what's the detail? So if you want to buy a Parker boat now, you say, I want it, when could we take delivery?
If I have one on order, which I have several on order, some of the 25s, a bunch of the 2320s, give me a call on my cell phone. And we can talk and pick out one that's already on order. Otherwise, if it's a new order, it's going to be 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
But
so that's pushing right into fishing season.
Yeah. I got two that just arrived, three more leaving next week. And then.
So you always anticipate.
I anticipate what people might want during the year, but this time of year, people are plunking down that deposit to hold that particular boat that I might already have on order.
Yeah.
Which will shorten the time down tremendously over a brand new order.
So what do people in Southern California want?
80% of the boats, I think, were the 2320s.
Okay.
The 23 Pilot House. Single
like
engine.
Brandon Hayward runs.
Yeah.
I love that boat.
It's a 300 horsepower engine, and it's easy to run, easy to maintain, just one engine. It's a great size. We'll still fish four people real comfortably. And, it'll get you out there that 300-mile range out to the outer islands and come back with big bluefin.
Nice.
They're just a great big work boat.
And what are you powering that with, Bob?
Mostly 300s.
300 Yamaha.
Yeah.
What a sweet engine that is, huh?
Yeah, it used to be 250s, and now everybody's putting 300s on them, and it's made a lot of difference in fuel economy. It gets a lot better fuel economy.
Better than the 250. More power.
Yeah.
More torque.
Yeah.
Everything about it, you get better fuel economy with a 300 rather than a 250.
Yeah, the motor works a little less hard, and it swings a little bigger prop, things like that.
Wow.
And, so it does quite a bit better, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what you're recommending?
All the ones that I pre-order are all 300s.
All 300s.
Yeah. No one complains about having a big engine, more horsepower.
The 250 and the 300 are the same engine, right? It just changes.
Virtually, yeah.
Yeah, Bob knows.
Yeah, it's slight modifications to get the more horsepower, but basically same motor.
But it's same motor, weighs the same.
Weighs the same, same cubic inches, same, it's got a different exhaust tube and a little different computer setup, things like that, but pretty much same motor.
And burn higher octane fuel.
Yeah.
It does.
To make that 300.
Uh-huh.
It'll run on regular fuel. But if you want it to make a full 300 horsepower under heavy loads, things like that, then, yeah, you do need to step up on the fuel.
To the 91.
To the mid-grade, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mid-grade, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us about, speaking of Yamaha outboards, 425 Yamaha outboard. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Beautiful motor.
Yeah?
Incredible motor, yeah. Yeah, I'm just amazed at this thing. There's so many Yamaha really. There's so many things I'm still learning about this motor. They really rewrote the book on outboards.
Yeah.
And one of the major things is big motors for big boats. The biggest problem is you got to pull the boat out of the water to be able to service it, unlike a diesel boat. Well, now Yamaha addressed that finally. And what they do is you can service the lower unit on that motor with it still in the water.
Come on.
No.
How'd they do that?
Well, it's actually really interesting. It's they're using air pressure to pump pressure into the lower unit to force oil out.
Wow.
When it's in the water. And
boy, what a huge step that
and
is.
And then you put oil in basically the same way. But it's that's a real simplified version of what's happening there. But
it's a game changer.
Oh, it is. It's an absolute game changer.
Yeah, for sure.
And the water pump in that lower unit, it's a dual-stage water pump now. So it does last considerably longer and things like that, too.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what application does this new Yamaha 425 have on a Parker boat, Kevin?
It would have an application maybe on the 25s.
Really?
A single-engine 25.
Rather than the twin
200s. Twin 200s. At the dealer meeting for Parker, we discussed this, and they're listening to what the dealers have requested, and there's some talk about maybe offering that 425 on the 25-foot boats, whether it's a center console or the pilot house.
Yeah.
Probably not for the 28. That's probably going to require still twin 300s.
Twin 300s.
Yeah. But there's talk, and we'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
But it would be kind of fun to have that, just a single engine on
yeah.
the 25.
So let me ask you this. Does one single 425 weigh less than two 200s?
It's about the same.
About the same.
It's about the same. Transom is rated for it. The transom bracket is rated for it. So all things saying that it should be doable.
Yeah. Either application would work fine.
Yeah. And then it's a kind of a simplified, maybe even easier because you don't have hydraulic steering now. It's all electronic steering on
what?
These 425s.
Really?
Yeah. So there's, again, what Bob has said, that these engines are incredible. They have dual and backup systems built into them. Ease of maintenance has been addressed, and they have huge lower-end gearboxes that are made for these big, heavy boats, and to handle the torque of this 5.6-liter engine.
Phew, man.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Electronic steering, Bob, what's that all about?
Well, it's I'm not sure exactly how it all works, but I haven't had my hands on one yet. But
yeah.
From what I understand, a lot of it has to do with that, what is that called, Kevin, that steering system that they're using?
Joystick?
It's a joystick. Helm Master.
Helm Master.
And it has to do with that. It makes that, it really simplifies the Helm Master system. It's pretty amazing. No more hydraulic leaks. No more having to fix your hydraulic cylinders, having to bleed the system and do all those kinds of things.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Parker Boats, what's new with the guys back in the East Coast there building those amazing boats? It's like Parker Boats are amazing because here they are, an East Coast firm, North Carolina, right? And they build boats that are exactly what West Coast people want. How does that work?
They've listened to a lot of stuff that's been out there, you know. The previous dealers have done a good job as in telling Parker people what we need. I've been doing this now for 8-9 years, and they see the results when they come out for the shows of how we fish these things with the extra high bow rails and the big bait tanks right in the middle of the deck. You know, so they build them still for their huge markets back east, but they leave enough left for us to modify them. And they're very receptive to that. And they just keep refining them every year. No big changes. They just keep making them better here, there, adding some options that most people would want on the boat.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the suspension seats, the shock-absorbing seat post, the nice helm seats that have a bolster that you can flip up and lean up against and drive while standing.
Yeah.
You know,
that's all kind of the things you can have.
And that's all the stuff that they've kind of, you know, over the years have, you know, added to their list of options. So they just keep refining them.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
It really is. And they're so receptive to making things better. You know, we see something that might be done in a different way or done better, and they're all over it. Their engineering department says, yeah, we'll address that.
Cool.
Yeah.
They listen to you.
They really do, which makes it really nice from the dealer side.
Yeah. And then when it comes to outfitting it with the proper bait tanks, et cetera, mm-hmm. once it gets to the West Coast here, you do all that stuff.
We do all of that because everybody wants that bait tank in the center of
proper
the deck.
Proper pumps, everything.
Oh, the big Jabsco Cyclone pumps, not the plastic ones that just bolt on and screw on to a through hull. And we do... dual bait tank systems, dual pumps or crossover pumps with another pump.
Wow.
So that if you do run off and, destroy one pump, you've got another one as backup just by switching some valves and hitting a switch.
Wow.
So, and there's a lot of thought that goes into some of these setups.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that comes from the guys that use the boats, and they say, hey, can you do this? And we say, that's what you want, we'll do it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Just like the seats up in a tower.
Yeah.
Where some of the guys want the kind of the U-shaped backrest for the seats with high armrests. So when they're glassing up there, they can put their elbows on something.
Yeah.
And don't have to hold the binoculars while they're up in the tower. They can rest them. And
you got guys that'll and here's the thing about Kevin and the experience you've had. You can advise people when they're buying their dream boat, their dream Parker boat. You can say, hey, how about this option and how about that option? You know, how about this? You know, you're a hardcore fisherman. You want to go offshore. Here's what you need. You want to fish inshore mostly. Here's what you need, kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've fished with my buddy on his boat for 14 or 15 years before I was even a dealer, and I've seen what these boats can do.
Yes.
And then the fishermen, when they come to me and buy a boat, then they tell me what they want, and if it's something out of the ordinary or something that's a great idea, we'll figure out how to do it. You know, if we got to put an extra set of batteries for a house bank. You know, we'll find room for them and put a house bank of batteries in. It's just Parker leaves a lot of room for that kind of stuff to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just a great boat.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. It's a great boat, and Yamaha is an amazing motor to put on.
What a combination.
It's perfect. And now with the new San Diego location on Marina Boulevard, two locations, both in Costa Mesa.
How can you go
as
wrong?
Well on, as, I mean.
It, make it easy.
Why
for
would you go anywhere else but West Coast Marine, right?
Make it easy for the customer to buy.
Yes, indeed. And you have the one and only Bob Aronson.
We got Bob with
the shop here. Who's,
we got Bob with us
on
now.
My boats for
he
years.
He knows everybody in San Diego.
Yeah, and he's done practically every Yamaha outboard. Now, are you only going to do Yamaha outboards?
Only Yamaha.
Only Yamaha. Yeah. Because you're factory authorized, you have all the proper equipment.
That's correct. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of guys know me because I was mobile for a long time. And mobile is great. It is good and everything, but there's nothing like having a shop.
Yeah. I mean, because you have all your gear right
you
there.
You got everything. You've got things there that you just can't carry around with you. And it's definitely the way to go.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that because Gonzalo and his reputation of being the number one Yamaha guy in the West Coast, you got gear that others do not have or cannot afford, right?
That's very true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Accessible to you. You have all the high tech, everything that you could possibly want for fixing your Yamaha outboard.
Yeah.
So these are the guys you want when it comes to Yamaha.
And I think we're the only 5-star gold Yamaha dealer in Southern California still.
I believe that's true. Yeah.
Which means is we only do Yamaha, all Yamaha service parts and lubricants and that whole.
And sell boats with Yamaha motors and things like that.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about with Kevin and Bob. You want to join us? 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And if you want to join us, you have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses today. Yes, indeed. A pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Byron Bay, the Marlin frame, and the neutral gray lens and the super thin glass, courtesy of Maui Jim. So if you want to join us, get on the line, have a chance to get a pair of Maui Jims. And when we come back, more or less, talk hook up on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Yamaha Outboard's Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You know, Bob, that we just heard, and Kevin, we just heard that Yamaha outboard spot. What a deal that is. Through March 31st, the extended warranty. Tell us about that.
There's 2 years on the smaller engines, extended warranty, and they're offering that three-year deal for a total of 6 years.
A total of 6 years?
Yeah.
Under full warranty?
Under full warranty.
Holy
for the engines, I think, 150 and above, or maybe 200 and above.
Now it's...
So it's just, it's, I mean, that's like...
That's unheard of.
$3,000 something.
That's additional three, yeah, that you're going to get.
That you can...
So let me ask you this. When you buy a car, it's like 5 years or 30,000 miles. Do they limit the number of hours on these?
Not on an outboard, no.
Not on an outboard.
Mm-mm.
So you can put as many hours as you want on that outboard for 6 years, and you're under warranty.
Correct.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That's about, you know.
A recreational user.
Yeah, recreational, not a commercial user.
Yeah, not a commercial user.
Yeah.
Commercial user is a one-year warranty.
One year. But if you're recreational, then.
Yeah.
So if you're a charter boat, is that commercial?
It's considered commercial.
Yes.
Yeah. But boat shows are coming up. Starting here.
Are they really?
Yes. Did you know that,
already?
Kevin?
Oh.
Did you know?
Again?
Fred Hall show is just like 4 weeks away and coming up very quickly and more shows to come before and after that.
Oh, I've had already, I think, two or three.
Now. Have you really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. L.A., Sun Road.
Yeah, the L.A. show and the Sun Road and lots of show. And are there any boat show deals?
All the time there's boat show deals.
Yeah?
Yeah. So there's heavily discounted on the boats that we have there and boats that are coming in.
Yeah.
So right now is time to think about getting on the water, and especially when this Fred Hall show comes around, we're probably going to have maybe 3-4 boats there, and all of them will be boat show price, boat show special, and that'll carry on with the boats that I do have on order also.
Wow.
But there's limited supply. So if
yeah.
If timing is of your essence and you want to get on the water this summer, start thinking about it now.
So if you wanted to buy the boat today and kind of beat the rush for Fred Hall,
yeah.
It might not be a bad idea, and you're going to get the same deal. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And if you buy before March 31st, you get that 6-year Yamaha outboard warranty. Right?
That's true also.
Part of the deal.
Huge incentives to get it going early and plan ahead.
Yeah, this is the time to buy.
That does count for repowers, too.
It does.
And if anything is going to, if you're thinking about repowering, don't drag your feet this year. Last year, a lot of guys lost out. Yamaha, it can only make so many motors.
Yeah.
And last year, they ran out of motors.
Yeah, I remember that.
And,
like in September, you could not get a 300 or a 250, right?
Right. It's funny how they're the only brand that runs out of motors. I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why, because they're the best.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, hey, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090, you have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Byron Bay. You want to get through, there's your chance. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Let's find out what's biting down in the bar. The Catchboard today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. You should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make that hook. You get to bait on the hook and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
What's happening,
hey,
Pedro?
What's happening is you're leaving for Lake El Salto this afternoon.
Yep. Matter of fact, we're going to be departing the Casa here around 8:30. I live in Orange County, so it's about an hour and a half drive down there. So, we plan on being there and grab a little breakfast, late breakfast, and then boarding the plane. And we should be at the lodge probably around 6 o'clock this evening. So,
indeed,
looking forward to it. And talk to Ricky during the week, and he's basically like me. We got our check-in bag is nothing but tackle, and our carry-on is our clothes. So it's
yeah.
gonna be we're gonna have plenty of gear down there. But looking forward to it. You know, hopefully I can get one of those double-digit bass. I'm going to target those. I think I've got the right stuff for those big boys, so I'm going to give it a go.
Nice. And you're staying at Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge, which is just a great place to go. It's just going to be the Cast Tours Let's Talk Hookup group at that lodge. It's going to be fantastic.
Yep. I've been getting, as every day as we get closer, I get more and more excited. So I'm there now, man. I'm elated. I'm ready to go.
Can't wait. I'm going in April, so I can't wait for mine. But I know Ricky's going with Steve Pinard from Dana Landing, who also owns East County Bait and Tackle. And I think Steve is bringing the entire tackle store from East County Bait and Tackle.
Good. Yeah. I'll know what's room to raid.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, fishing in Cabo, the Spray Marlin, the Cabo boats are banging them pretty well. 2 to 3 releases per boat per day, pretty close to the harbor. And like I said, if anybody ever wanted to catch a marlin, they haven't caught one yet. Now's the time to go. Yellowfin tuna, they're locating the schools of tuna out about 20, 25, 30 miles out. When they are finding them, you know, they're getting quite a few of the football-sized fish, but they're also getting into some as big as 150-pound fish. So there's some tuna out there, but you got to go out and look for them. And like I said, it could be a hit or miss, but if you find them, you're going to get some nice tuna. Along the beaches there, it's going to be this time of year, Sierra mackerel. Roosters are starting to come in. And some big jacks. San Jose del Cabo, excuse me, San Jose del Cabo, the fleet there has really got hampered fishing inside the Sea Cortez this year. With these storms coming down, pushing a lot of north wind down there, so it's basically makes it pretty tough to get up into the Sea of Cortez there. So the reports really slowed down this week. Those wahoo that were at Punta Gordo there, those basically had kind of disappeared this week. But once those winds settle down, look for that fishing to pick up again. Mazatlan there, mostly just about all striped marlin right now. Not quite a one per boat per day average. There are also located some schools of tuna out about 20 miles, and they're getting some nice tuna up to 50 pounds. And, of course, the hot spot this time of year is Ixtapa Zihuatanejo there. 8 miles out from the harbor, getting the sails there. Reports I get 3 to 4 releases per boat per day. A little further out, they're getting into some blue marlin and some bigger tuna. They've reported tuna up to 150 pounds this past week. So some really good action there. And, of course, along the beaches, great rooster fish this time of year and big jacks. So it's really some good fishing going down Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, where I'll be heading down in March. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. excuse me, still got four rooms only left for our Loretto Rumble, May 19 to 23. So anybody wants to join Pete and I on that trip, make sure you give me a call. Of course, I'll be out of pocket for until next Thursday. I'll be back in the office. So anyway, anybody wants to join us on or any of the other trips that we put together, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us on the web at www.casttours.com. And Pete, I'll give you a report on El Salto next Saturday. I'm sure Ricky will have some hot information too.
Yeah, hopefully Ricky gets his car issues fixed here this morning and can make it to the airport. But I'm sure he'll be there. That's one thing he will not miss is that Lake El Salto trip.
I'm sure.
For sure.
He'll be there one way or another. So
yes, indeed. Hey, Cassman, have a great time. Say hi to Billy and all the gang down there at the Billy Tappan Senior's Lodge for me. And we will talk to you next Saturday. And looking forward to, Cast Tours, you're going to book up all those spots, I know, in Loretto by the time Fred Hall comes. So don't wait too long.
Oh, yeah. Fred Hall is just less than a month away. So
yes.
We'll definitely have it sold out by then. If I do, I'll see if I can get some more rooms, and we'll fill the place up.
Yeah, why not? All right. Have a great time at El Salto, and we'll talk to you next week, Cast Man.
Sounds good, Pedro. Talk
all
to
right.
you then.
Appreciate that very much. You want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, buddy. How you doing?
Doing great. Speaking of Parker boats and Yamaha outboards, right?
Yeah, that's why I called in, just to say hi to Kevin, and hearing that Bob is with him is even better now down here in San Diego. It's going to be a pretty good situation.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
How's it going, Kevin?
Kevin was talking about the Fred Hall show. I'm telling you, that's where I got my boat from, Kevin. And we sat down, you got to actually walk around the boat, get a good feel for it, and then you talk about all the amenities you want to get. And the only thing I can say is don't go shy on rod holders because you end up needing them all the time.
How you doing, Scott? This is Kevin.
Yeah, so how many rod holders do you have in your boat, Scott?
What do we put on those?
15, and it's not enough.
It's not enough.
We'll have to do
enough. Never enough.
We'll have to do another row up there, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking we might have to do that. Also, you mentioned the two pumps in the back for the different tanks. I had one of the pumps go bad on my tank. You know, it happens. It's part of the deal. And having that extra one, you could just switch over real quick. Sure, save the day. You didn't lose any bait. Kept fishing. It worked out just fine.
Yeah, that does ruin your whole day when the bait rolls, and
yeah,
you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, I do have one question for your new venture down here, and that's Bob was saying he's mobile, and now he's going to be at a shop. Are you still going to have the ability to deal with boats that are in slips, or is that a different situation?
Absolutely, yeah, Scott. We're going to work with guys like you. And make sure that we've got the trailers, as you know, because I've been helping you out with
right.
that in the past.
Yeah.
We will come down, get your boat, take it to the shop, service it, and bring it right back and drop it back in the water for
you.
So
you'll have trailers available for
you. Oh, yeah. We've got great trailers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fit the boats and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So if you have a boat that lives in the water, like Scott or myself and Ricky, that's part of your service at West Coast.
Yes,
you'll come
it is.
Pick the boat out of the water, take it to your shop, do the proper service on the boat at the shop, and then put it back in the water for them.
Yeah, and it's just so close to all the launch ramps in San Diego. I mean, it's just a few minutes, no matter what we have to do, you know, to go get it and bring it back, and it really makes it nice and convenient. Yeah,
yeah.
You won't have to delay maintenance on a through hull or something like that.
Yes,
you know it's done right when it's at the shop. They got the time to make sure that all issues are addressed.
Yes,
it's just a great way to go.
Yeah, no doubt. That work for you, Scott?
Absolutely. It's good news. I didn't want anything to change in the situation the way it is. And I tell you, my Parker, I absolutely love it. I can't tell you how many times I'll be out fishing with my usual fishing buddy, and I'll turn to him and I'll say, did I ever tell you how much I really like this boat?
That's cool.
That's excellent.
That's cool. Well, hey, well, congratulations. And you've been fishing?
Yeah, I went out last night. Well, not fishing, but went out for bugs last night and actually scraped it out and came up with limits of some pretty nice bugs for two guys.
Sweet. Sweet. They've been crawling,
but I
no
tell
doubt.
You, it was a later crawl, though. It was almost to the point of calling it a night with just a couple in the can. And then between about 8 and 9:30, they were crawling really good.
All of a sudden, it started crawling, huh?
That's good.
So you made your day in that 1 hour time period.
Yeah, we were going to go home disappointed, and next thing you know, we had five nets that produced limits for two of us, and we only had four in the bucket before that.
So, holy mackerel, that's a good finish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it was. Everything turned on. We pulled up the next net and had to throw back stuff because we were done.
Yeah, good for you, Scott. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your Parker boat, Yamaha outboard. Appreciate that.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks a lot for the
call. I'll talk to you later, Scott, on our other deal.
Very good.
See you later, Scott.
All right, Scott. Hey, let's talk to Steve in San Diego. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you? I have a question on kind of best practices for rinsing out the engine. How long should you rinse it? If it boats in the water, should you tilt the motor first or second, and should you ever use salt away when you do that?
Well, that's a lot of questions there. Basically, this is how I recommend rinsing a motor out. If you're in a slip, as you are, leave the motor straight up and down, hook your water hose up to it, let it run for a few minutes, and as without the engine running, and then lift your motor up and out of the water with the hose hooked up and let it rinse for another 5 minutes or so. And that should be plenty. As long as when you come into your slip, that's your first go-to thing, is to hook the hose up to the motor. That way it doesn't give the motor a chance to dry out and crystallize and everything on the inside. As far as salt away goes, it's an excellent product. I mean, it doesn't hurt to use that whatsoever. Do I see a huge difference in Yamaha motors using it? I can't say I do. Like I said, it can't hurt. If you feel comfortable using it, I would use it. But if you think it's going to be okay without it, I haven't seen any difference. The Yamaha, the metals that they're using now, the way the system flushes and everything else, it's just not really needed anymore.
There you go, Steve.
As I can tell.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Look who's here, Rock Cod Rick. What's up?
A little late start this morning.
You made it? All right, we're going to get Adam to get your mic on. There we
now
go.
We're there. Yeah.
Now you're there.
All good.
You're here.
Yeah, a little bumpy ride
this morning. Now were you just packing last minute for your Lake
That's exactly what I told Dallas. I'm like, you know they're not going to believe me because I was late.
I need these last two rods.
I'm not kidding. So it was a funny story. I mean, no, I'm not kidding. I was running late, and I wanted to go get the big truck because Steve Fennard and I got a lot of gear, like you heard Gasman say. So I'm like, I'm not going to take the car. I'm going to go over and grab the truck. And so we were running, 5 minutes late or whatever. So I literally text Pete. I'm like, hey, bro, I'm running a few minutes late, but I'll be there well before the show starts. And 2 seconds later, ba-boom, full blow out of the tire.
Nice.
And but anyways, we're here now.
You're here. You made it.
All good.
Wait a minute. You're taking so much gear that you couldn't fit it in your car?
Yeah.
Is that right?
There's no way it was fitting in the car for sure. But
how is it going to fit on the airplane?
We'll figure it out. Whatever. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's Mexico, man. We'll figure it out. Yeah,
oh,
we're really excited, buddy.
He didn't even wash his hands to prove a point here.
I told Dallas, like, there's no way they're going to believe me for sure. But, hey, I'm back, and I'm excited. We're going to have a great show. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel, situated on the water and just steps from the harbor. Take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, you know, I know where the fish are always biting, and that's down in Point Loma at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. The array of fresh fish and seafood that they have at Point Loma Seafood on a daily basis, winter, summer, fall, or spring. It doesn't matter. They have it all.
Our crew at the tackle store, obviously, I say it all the time. We eat there once a week, sometimes twice a week. Right now, we're really into the specials board. So when you walk through, there's always a specials board, and they have soft shell crab sandwiches. That's really popular right now. They do a lot of grilled fish tacos that a lot of people don't even know about. Yep. There's so many cool things. So highly recommend checking out the specials board. That's what I had for lunch literally yesterday.
Yeah. No, I love their tacos. Yeah. But I'm telling you, we had some fresh white sea bass the other day from Point Loma Seafoods. It was
freshest thing in town.
As it gets. Yeah, that's it. Freshest thing in town is Point Loma Seafoods. It's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and while we're at it, let's talk about bass gear. What are you taking to Lake El Salto?
I'm taking it all. You open the Low Pro Shimano catalog, and I got just about everything in there. I'm really excited, but a number one thing that I'm the most excited about using on this trip is the brand new Corrado DC, the 200Z, which I have yet to fish. I've got to play with a bunch in the shop, and I'm really excited about that. All of my gear is Shimano Loomis and then Shimano bass rods. I'm just really, really pumped. But that Corrado 200, that's the A number one. And I'm really excited because I'm fishing with Steve, who is East County Bait and Tackle, who has the Metanium DCs.
Oh, he's got a Metanium.
That's not exactly in my budget, but fishing with Steve Bernard, I want to make some casts because that is the most ultimate bass reel, in my opinion, Shimano has ever made, ever.
Yeah, and now the Corrado DC, which is a way more affordable price at $250,
$200,
it's a digital controlled casting machine.
It casts unbelievably well, and it's awesome because when changing conditions, if you're casting into the wind or with the wind, or you tie on a heavy lure in the next cast, you're casting a finesse quarter ounce, the reel makes up for all those differences. You still make a perfect cast. Yeah.
So check it out. The Corrado DC, now available at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader. The home of ESPN Radio. The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right. We've got Kevin Kelly and Bob Aronson from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats. The big news, of course, that you probably know about, is they're right here on Morena Boulevard in San Diego, as well as your Costa Mesa giant location up there.
The
right?
mother store.
The mother store.
In Costa Mesa.
The store in Costa Mesa is giant, right?
It's pretty good size.
Yeah. But the one on Morena is not bad.
It's going to be about half that size, but it's going to be very customer friendly.
Yeah, easier user in and out. Yeah. Easy to drive your boat in and out. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
This was like the biggest deal when I heard this. I was so excited. Obviously, Kevin Kelly, that was the best experience I've ever had in my life. My partner Neil and I bought our boat from Kevin, and it was a fantastic experience.
Yep.
Then, after boat ownership, Bob Aronson is the reason that I have a 2,000-hour trouble-free motor. You know, in 2,000 hours, Bob has done 100% of the service. It's been fantastic. We couldn't be happier. And then when I found out that those two worlds were colliding, it was like the best-case scenario. In my neighborhood, my favorite mechanic at the boat dealer that we bought our boat from, it was just like the best-case scenario.
Oh, it's perfect. And
thank
of course
you for that, Rick.
That's the truth. I mean,
you can buy your Parker boats right here in San Diego and have them service all your Yamaha boards right there.
Absolutely.
But if you're like a lot of our audience, Orange County, L.A., you're still there in Costa Mesa.
Oh, yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
How about that, Kevin?
I know.
You're going to be
exciting.
As if you weren't a busy guy already.
Yeah.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, and going to get busier.
But just knowing the type of service that West Coast Marine provides, like that was the basis. And then knowing how good Bob is behind the wrench, it's like this is a huge deal. I'm so stoked about it.
Yeah, the merger is just fantastic.
Yeah, perfect.
To have Bob and Kevin together, two great guys.
Two big hitters.
Yeah.
This is good.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. If you want to get through, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Again, first our local line. That's 858 area code 457 1090 or a toll free number 877-792-1090. We're going to talk to Mario, calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. What's up, Mario? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I'm interested in a repower, but a new motor is just not in my budget. I'm looking at getting a used, probably a 225 or a 250, and I'm wondering if West Coast Marine, how often you guys get used motors in. I'm sure you can do the rigging and stuff, but I don't know if those are available from you guys.
Absolutely, yeah. We get a lot of used motors. We do a lot of repowers, so we're taking off other motors. Hopefully, some of the motors are in very good condition. Some of them are in not so good condition, and those usually are just go to different places like Mexico for parts and things like that. But most
ones you keep and sell are going to be
a good motor, and it's going to have a history. We're going to be able to tell you what the history is on that motor, and then also we back that up too.
I've seen a trend that's happening with the 23 Parkers that always came with a 200 or a 250. And because of Kevin, now for sure the in vogue motor is the 300, and a lot of people just choosing to upgrade, even though their motor still got tons of life, just choosing to go to West Coast and, hey, I really want the performance of a 300. So that's putting more 200s and 250s into that market, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we touched on that briefly earlier, that's all I order now is the 300s. And, we do get boats that are getting up there in hours. Engines are still running. They're still worth something.
Yeah.
These captains and or private boaters are ready to upgrade. So they're maybe going from a 250 to a 300.
Yeah.
And they're leaving behind a perfectly good motor that still has life on it. But, they're wise enough to know that it has more value when it's still running.
Yes.
They're just running
it into the, you know, crater.
So let me ask you this, Kevin. If by chance Mario wanted to get a new motor, can you get financing on a motor?
That's a good question.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Absolutely,
so that's
yeah.
a consideration, too, because you've got 6 years of warranty now if you buy before March 31st on the Yamaha Outboard.
That's
you
crazy.
You can finance that motor, have low monthly payments, because you can amortize it out for quite a while, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's Yamaha has their financing, and then there's other sources also for financing.
Yeah. And you can facilitate all that.
Yep. Yes.
Right. Mario, there are a couple considerations for you there. Just call Kevin at West Coast Marine and talk to him, and I'm sure he'll dial you up. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into the phones again. If you want to get your shot at winning those Maui Jim sunglasses, Byron Bays, 858-457-1090. Let's talk to Gus. He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus.
Good morning. Yo, everybody.
Yo,
Gus.
Yo, yo.
Earlier, you touched upon a feature. I assume it's a new feature of the electronic steering.
Yes.
And I was wondering, is that like standard now, or
that's going to be on the 425 on the new motor?
425. Do you see it coming to a 300 or other motors in the near future?
I didn't say this, but yes.
Yes.
There you got it.
Some insight there.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's at that steering where a normal steering cylinder would be, there's electric motors in there that actually turn the engine.
And it's just like fly-by-water, just like the controls are.
Just like the
no
controls.
No more cables.
No more cables. Just it's wires. Just all wires. No more
that's
hoses.
Cool.
Yeah. So well, it's on the 425 now, and Bob's got some information that they're probably headed that direction on the other engine.
Somebody has some information. We don't know who said that. Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I just heard the voice.
Hey, Gus, good news. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.